News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5. Heading for a high in the 90s today, says Dr. Bill. Right now, 74. His forecast on the way right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center so far, Mobile Police Department, state troopers are clear in light traffic coming in from the eastern shore across the Bayway and the Causeway from the 1065 split out towards Rangeline, Theodore Dawes on I-10. You won't find any delays yet this morning on the way in. How do you like to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear and get the lowest rate of the summer? Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash activities lawn. Go to grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join me for Midday Mobile, weekdays at noon, for local talk. The latest news, sports, pop, and unpop culture. Live, local, and fresh with your calls and opinions every weekday starting at noon right here on FM Talk 106.5. Turning up your voice.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be hot with just isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, hot again, with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
All right, 6:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Sean Kelly and in for Dalton this morning, our buddy Corey LeBounty. And coming up, we'll check back in with Dr. Bill, get a full walkthrough of our work week forecast and even a peek at the weekend. 6:09, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty, Sean and Corey, good morning to you. Let's get to what everyone's talking about. Attorney General Jeff Sessions in the hot seat this morning as a nation reacting to new video and new information of children being separated from their families as a result of his zero-tolerance U.S. immigration policy. According to the United Methodist News Service, more than 600 United Methodist clergy and church members are bringing church law charges against Sessions. Back on June 18th, which of course was yesterday, a letter was signed by 640 clergy and church members saying that Sessions, who himself is a member of the Methodist Church here in Mobile, that he is accused of child abuse, immorality, racial discrimination, and dissemination of doctrines contrary to the standards of doctrine of the United Methodist Church. The letter says that the charges against him are based on violations of paragraph 2702.3 of the denomination's Book of Discipline. Thus far, 12 clergy here in Alabama have signed the letter, the majority from the North Alabama Conference. The signees also say that his, quote, misuse of Romans 13 to indicate the necessity of obedience to secular law, which is in stark contrast to disciplinary commitments to supporting freedom of conscience and resistance to unjust laws. Now, church officials say the complaint has been emailed to Attorney General Sessions' home church, which is here in Alabama, and to a Northern Virginia church as well. We now know the name of the 22-year-old man killed in a weekend crash. Mobile police say they responded to Cody Road near Lakeview Drive around 1:40 a.m., and that is where Benjamin Joseph Moore was pronounced dead at the scene. Two other victims, they were transported to the hospital with serious injuries. Here's what we know. The two-vehicle wreck was caused by the driver of a Toyota Camry, which pulled out from Lakeview Drive to Cody Road into the path of a pickup truck. Officers say that Toyota failed to yield the right of way. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not. A self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. The man police say triggered an Amber Alert for a missing infant over the weekend will be in court today. John Betancourt is charged with interference with custody after a seven-week-old baby was taken from the Burlington Coat Factory in Mobile. Investigators say the child's mother picked up the man at the side of I-65 Service Road. Several hours later, as she was being questioned about shoplifting, she handed her baby to the man to take outside, and that's when they disappeared. The infant was found safe Sunday morning. A deadly hit-and-run suspect continues to elude authorities. Meanwhile, a car linked to Marquise Deshaun Wallace led police in a high-speed chase over the weekend. Investigators say the driver, Jacarius Donaldson, ran a red light, a stop sign, and then drove the wrong way before crashing. A passenger in his car said this.
Like, look, man, I just wanted to get some Whataburger. Like, that's what was going on.
The first ever shark fishing season will open tonight at the Gulf State Pier. 10 lucky anglers will drop their lines from 8 until midnight. I'm Jessica Taloni for WKRG.
This is Rhona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:15, FM Talk 106.5, and time to take a look at sports. Here's Corey LeBounty.
Thanks, Sean and Kelly. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The College World Series resumed play yesterday in Omaha, Nebraska. Only one game was able to be played because of a 4.5-hour rain delay, something we're very familiar with right here along the Gulf Coast. The Oregon State Beavers defeated the Washington Huskies 14-5 in an elimination game. The Mississippi State versus North Carolina game was postponed until 10 a.m. this morning due to the rain delay. That is a winner's bracket game. Following that game will be another elimination game featuring the Florida Gators versus the Texas Longhorns at 2 o'clock p.m. And if the rain holds up, the nightcap of the College World Series will be concluded with Arkansas versus Texas Tech scheduled to start at 6 o'clock p.m. In other college baseball news, longtime head coach and skipper Mike Martin of the Florida State Seminoles will retire after next season. Next season will be his 40th at the university. Martin is college baseball's all-time winningest head coach with over 1,987 wins and 16 College World Series appearances. In Major League Baseball last night, the Washington Nationals split with the New York Yankees. The Nationals won the first game 5-3, and the Yankees took the second game 4-2. The Philadelphia Phillies defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 6-5 in 10 innings. The Pittsburgh Pirates defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 1-0. Indians 6, White Sox 2, Astros 5, Tampa Bay 4. The Rangers were able to beat the Royals 6-3, and the New York Mets hammered the Rockies 12-2. The Dodgers and the Cubs were postponed due to inclement weather. Tonight in Birmingham, the Minor League All-Star Game will take place at Regents Park. The Mobile Bay Bears, Griffin Canning, will try and help the Southern Division defeat the Northern Division. Canning owns a 1.5 ERA and has been involved in a couple of Bay Bear no-hitters this season. The Bay Bears start the second half of the season on Thursday, hosting the Tennessee Smokins at the Hank for a six-game homestand to start the second half of the season. Alabama and Auburn football fans, your teams picked up commitments yesterday. Mm-hmm. Alabama landed a four-star, 6'5", 265-pound defensive end, Justin Eboibi from Forest Park, Georgia, who is ranked the 10th best strong side defensive end for the 2019 class. Auburn also got a commitment from a defensive end. He came from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. His name is Jaron Handy. Handy is ranked the number 8 strong side defensive end according to 24/7 Sports, and he's 6'5", 278 pounds. In Russia at the FIFA World Cup, Sweden defeated South Korea 1-0, Belgium outscored Panama 3-0, and England squeaked out a win versus Tunisia 2-1. In today's World Cup action, Colombia takes on Japan, Poland will play Senegal, and home team Russia will battle Egypt. That's a look at your Mobile Morning Sports Report.
Hey, thank you, Corey. 617 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with Dr. Bill's forecast coming up next.
Gulf Coast Tools is open in their new location, still in Foley at the Outdoor Center,
now facing Highway 59.
For a wide selection of name brand and off-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, and Krieg, visit locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Save time, save money, and get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Stop by their new location today at the Outdoor Center in Foley.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Will be hot with just isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, hot again with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The game doesn't stop.
Neither should you.
Wherever you go, the game goes too, using the enabled FM chip in your phone and the Next Radio app.
The Next Radio app brings real FM radio to your phone.
Just plug in your headphones and listen to the Next Radio app, and you'll save major data and battery life compared to streaming apps. And there are no blackouts, so you never miss the games you love played on your local FM radio station. Download the Next Radio app to enhance your radio listening experience. And keep going. With no blackouts and restrictions, the game follows you. Your favorite team, host, and commentator go with you.
The best thing is, it's all totally free. No subscriptions, no fees. Get off the sidelines and download the Next Radio app today, free.
Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent's on Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start to the morning so far. Accident-free conditions and light traffic across the Bayway from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fork. No delays so far, and it's a nice ride also from Sayreland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard. Market in the Park is back this Saturday in downtown Mobile. From 7:30 to morning till noon, visit Cathedral Square to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers, soaps, lotions, eggs, and baked goods. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 6:22 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean and Corey. Good morning to you on this Tuesday morning. Import tariffs remain in the headlines. Now this morning, Governor Kay Ivey making her first comments, saying that she believes that these tariffs would harm Alabama's manufacturers, their suppliers, and really the livelihoods of Alabama workers. Governor released a statement on Monday voicing her displeasure against the possible import tariffs that the Trump administration may be considering, saying, quote, import tariffs and any retaliatory tariffs on American-made goods will harm Alabama, the companies that have invested billions of dollars in our state, and the thousands of households which are dependent upon those companies for good-paying jobs. She goes on to say, I am committed to protecting Alabama jobs and consumers the world over who are proud to purchase products made in Alabama. Trump administration has imposed tariffs on imported steel and aluminum and an investigation that the president has ordered into whether foreign-produced vehicles and auto parts are a, quote, national security threat. If you're keeping track, both of our senators, Richard Shelby and Doug Jones, have released statements themselves also opposing these tariffs, saying that they would hurt Alabama plain and simple. That's their quote. So Alabama exported $21.7 billion in goods internationally just last year, with $10.9 billion made up of auto exports. Closer to home, scary, intense moments for people on the road yesterday. A high-speed police chase? Yeah, that zoomed past them here in Mobile. Two people have been arrested for their involvement. Here's what happened. Officers tried to stop a vehicle on Airport Boulevard near Foreman Road. Investigators say the vehicle was reported stolen. So guess what the driver did? They did not stop.
No. Nah.
They led police on a chase. This chase, I tell you what, it really crisscrossed the city, and you're going to notice and recognize some of these names. They went through the Providence Hospital parking lot, Hillcrest Road, Grelot Road, the Regency Subdivision, and then back to Airport Boulevard. Then they turned into the Piccadilly Square Shopping Center.
Right.
Very close to here. And hit a curb, literally causing one of the wheels to fall off of the vehicle. A man and a woman jumped out of the vehicle. They tried to run, but both were taken into custody. Police do confirm that they did have to use a stun gun. They have not yet released the names of these suspects this morning. Very active scene on the road. Glad no one was injured when all of this unfolded during a very busy time of the day. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:25 FM Talk 106.5. I was thinking about this. You mentioned Governor Ivey talking about the tariffs last week on the show. Congressman Bradley Byrne was on Midday Mobile with me. Asked the same question. What does this mean for the Port of Mobile, for the City of Mobile? You know, these kind of tariffs, not a good thing. Mm-hmm. This is one of these. The national news has been focused on the soybean farmers and all these different groups that could be affected by the tariffs. Well, right here at home, like you pointed out, quite a few businesses, very big businesses, but we're also not talking about the mid-sized businesses. You know, it's easy to talk about the automotive manufacturers in places like ArcelorMittal that are down here, but also there are so many mid-sized and small businesses that have vendors that have products that will be tariffed as well. And
at the end of the day, tax on a higher price tag.
Sure. Listen, when you do any kind of tariff battle, is going to be an inflationary measure. I mean, we're seeing it. We saw the Fed last week talking about raising the rates, trying to tamp down inflation. These things happen. You can make more money, which Americans are, and more people are employed, but also it costs more money to do X, Y, and Z. So it's one thing to always remember. You know, I always get frustrated with these national news groups that say, well, you know, the people only make X number of dollars a year for this job in Alabama, and in New York, where we are, they make this. I said, well, yeah, but the house costs a different amount here, and the cost of living. Mm-hmm. So our lifestyle is the same. Well, the same thing can happen too. As wages increase, if the price of everything increases, then yes, you do have more money coming in, but your net lifestyle doesn't change much. And listen, Governor Ivey's doing what she should do as the governor of the state, as our congressional delegation is as well, in fighting against these tariffs that would specifically harm us here in Alabama. So it's interesting. I thought about this because one of the headlines, you know, Governor Ivey goes against President Trump on tariffs. And I want to point out, because we are in a runoff right now in the state of Alabama, right? So you're going to hear more of these ads that are put together to tell you who to be afraid of and why to be afraid of them. And I figured what I'd do is I'd just take the story. I think this is the story. Okay, yeah, this is the story from WKRG, our news partner. So I'm just going to read the story, but I'm going to do something a little different than you did in headlines. I'm going to put some music behind the story.
Oh,
okay?
You're getting fancy this morning. I'm scared.
That's right.
Crescendo.
By the way, this track in the production music, y'all, is the music we can use for like commercials and all that stuff. We don't, it's not licensed through ASCAP and BMI.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this one is called Speed Path to Destruction is the name of this cut here.
Why I'm scared. So, I'm looking over my shoulder.
Right, so if I'm, you know, if I'm in a studio and they're paying me to do a negative political ad read, I fire this up. All right. Governor Ivey goes against President Trump on tariffs. Alabama's Republican governor is separating herself from President Donald Trump on the trade issue. Governor Kay Ivey released a statement Monday saying import tariffs could cause retaliatory tariffs that would drive up the cost of items made in Alabama and sold abroad. When they say abroad, do they mean abroad or abroad? Brought to you by the group of people that are being disingenuous and lying to you at this point in the morning. I don't know. So
who
I'm
was
just
a screaming woman in the background, though. I'm concerned about her back there.
Not exactly sure. I'm just pointing out that you could take a normal. So when you hear these ads, it was big time during the primary. You probably won't hear it as much, obviously, when the generals come up. But as all the candidates were trying to say, who has the umbilical attachment to Trump? Just go back and look at the actual news story. Make sure you see the facts.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5. A store clerk is pistol whipped and shot during a robbery at a Pensacola gas station. This morning, investigators are looking for two men who ran from that scene. The robbery happened just before 10 o'clock last night at the Nation's Food Mart on Patricia Drive. Deputies say two black men walked into the gas station with their faces covered with bandanas. Mobile County Sheriff's deputies responded early this morning to an assault with a weapon. The 911 call came in around 2:30 this morning from Walker Road in Irvington, where we believe a man was shot. About an hour later, two patrol cars were still at the scene. News 5 is working to get more information. Foley police are looking for the man accused of shooting a state senator's son. 29-year-old Reneal McCaskey is suspected of shooting 35-year-old Akil Figures twice in his legs. Shooting happened Monday morning at a duplex on Azalea Road. Figures is the son of State Senator Vivian Davis Figures. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
The path your life has followed has taken you far. But getting from where you are today to where you want to arrive tomorrow takes a financial plan customized solely for you. Guided by your personal private banker, your dedicated team of advisors at BBVA Compass will provide financial solutions and comprehensive wealth planning. BBVA Compass Global Wealth, creating opportunities for you and your family every step of the way. For more information, visit bbvacompass.com/wealth. Financial planning services provided by BBVA Compass. BBVA Compass is a trade name of Compass Bank, member FDIC.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is
damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer-installed tent fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Lawmakers from both parties are working to end the Trump administration policy of taking children from parents who try to cross into the U.S. illegally. The nonprofit news organization ProPublica obtained this audio of crying children taken from their parents. Correspondent Abby Phillip reports a bipartisan effort to stop the separation policy may soon be up for a vote.
In the Senate, Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Dianne Feinstein announcing bills to keep families together. The House is expected to vote on two immigration bills on Thursday that contain language to address family separations, but the outlook for both bills appears far from certain.
1 week after President Trump's surprise announcement that he would halt traditional U.S.-South Korea joint military maneuvers, Seoul has agreed and says the decision was necessary to support ongoing talks with North Korea. Right now, Wall Street futures are lower. I'm Evan Haney.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. If President Trump delivers on threats to slap 25% tariffs on auto parts, experts say it will cut auto sales and cost jobs in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Trump has asked the Commerce Department to study the tariffs on national security grounds, hoping to bring back jobs. But industry experts and analysts say the increased costs will raise prices, hurt sales, and bring layoffs. The Supreme Court will consider whether the purchasers of iPhone apps can sue Apple over allegations it has an illegal monopoly on the sale of the apps. The court says it will take the case from the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, which ruled in January that the purchasers of iPhone apps could sue Apple. Their lawsuit says when a customer buys an app, the price includes a 30% markup that goes to Apple. Crude oil down 85 cents, trading at $65 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a sell-off as the trade dispute between the U.S. and China escalates. That's Your Money Now.
A lot of people have life insurance through work. It's a great short-term benefit, but is it enough? A lot of those policies only cover a year's salary, not enough to pay off mortgages or send kids to college, the things life insurance is meant for. That's where SelectQuote comes in. SelectQuote is your personal life insurance guide. They get multiple quotes to find you the best price from the highly rated companies they represent. John is 36 and in excellent health. He got a $500,000 policy for under $20 a month. Life insurance is about peace of mind, not a false sense of security. Which are you getting?
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-707-6688. That's 1-800-707-6688. Or get started at SelectQuote.com. 1-800-707-6688. SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been through a lot lately. An unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 1065, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. A little drier mix for yesterday. What about the rest of the week?
Well, you know, we've got a high-pressure system over us now, and that's going to really result in some hot temperatures here for the next few days. Only isolated thunderstorms. So we did see a thunderstorm yesterday afternoon, produced a little bit of rain at the airport. But that's about what we'll see today. It's just an isolated or two afternoon thunderstorm. And I expect a high today of about 92 degrees. But with the heat index, it'll be up around 100 or 101. As for tonight, I can't say we'll cool down, but we'll get down to 75 tonight.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of uncomfortable. And then tomorrow, repeat of today's weather, partly cloudy with just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. And we'll get into the low 90s again, at least 92, perhaps 93 tomorrow. And that also means the heat index will be up around 102 for tomorrow afternoon. As we look ahead to the rest of the week, Thursday, an upper air disturbance will move rapidly across the area. That will increase the thunderstorms in the afternoon. And so Thursday, the high will be near 90 degrees with a good chance for afternoon thunderstorms. That disturbance moves out. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, high pressure builds back over us, and the temperature goes up. So for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we'll get into the lower 90s with just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. But that means some good weather for the beach on Saturday and Sunday. With any thunderstorms developing, they'll occur inland. And so it looks like some good beach weather.
All right. Well, that's good news. Let's talk about the tropics. Are you watching anything right now?
You know, you still have a large area of showers and thunderstorms over the western Gulf, and that's that disturbance that was over the Caribbean. It has basically moved onshore into South Texas, but a lot of the showers and thunderstorms are kind of streaming northward, affecting Louisiana and also on up into western Mississippi. But all that should stay to the west of us. Elsewhere, looking pretty good. Still a few showers way out in the eastern Atlantic, but nothing organized at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Remember, keep up with him all hurricane season long, the man with a PhD in tropical weather. Heading for that high, like you said, in the 90s, heat indices over 174 now at our studios. And we're actually talking during the news break, Kelly, Corey, and I, about inflation and all that kind of boring stuff I like to talk about during the news breaks. But looking at this, it's a real deal. You had the Fed last week moving the interest rate up, trying to slow the economy down. Well, what does this mean? It means it costs more to borrow money, right? And it definitely costs more money to borrow money from your credit card. You want to save some money? A great way to do it is to lower the interest rate on your credit card debt with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. I mean, we're pushing percentages averaging in this country 18-19%. Those could obviously go higher with the price of money getting higher. Well, LightStream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with auto pay. Loans from $5,000 to $100,000. And you can choose your funding date. Heck, you can get the money as soon as today. And y'all can get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for you to get this discount is when you go to LightStream.com/Sullivan. My last name. It's LightStream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information. All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with Kane and get the latest on traffic next.
Is your automotive service facility ready for the next customer? How about your 2- and 4-post lifts? Are they safe? Is your compressed air system reliable? How about those hose reel and piping leaks? Don't let these gremlins shut you down when that customer walks through your door. Mobile Mechanical Services can conduct lift safety inspections and eliminate all those gremlins that can shut you down. We sell, service, and repair most automotive service facility equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Services, 653-6948.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've had a great ride so far. Mobile Police Department, state troopers are clear. We already see heavier traffic through the Bankhead Tunnel. Steady line of traffic heading into Government Street in the Midtown area. And if you travel from Airport, Spring Hill, the Dolphin at 65, watch for local rain.
car.
Car Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A and 1 mile on the left. Treating you like family for 5 years with the best selection of pricing on new and used golf carts and street legal carts. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Radio station contests are everywhere, but some are better than others. Now through Tuesday, register at the Carrot Pets Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. You can win a $50 qualifying prize, plus a 1 in 5 chance of winning the grand prize, including a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, as well as Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed, chicken tenders for you and your friends from Goldfingers, an inshore fishing charter from Grey Gulf Charters, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Pet Boy Junior Safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at fmtalk1065.com and our Facebook, Local Business, Local Winners, from your local hometown radio station. And it all starts now at the Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. Register now through Tuesday in the Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 1065.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 642 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have y'all here on this Tuesday morning. Quentin Hillier joining us coming up after 8 o'clock. And, of course, turning up your voice at 343-0106. We always do that on the text line, open 24-7, 343-0106. Now time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Already, Sean and Corey, thank you very much. It's Tuesday morning. So this is the time of year where you have your honey-do list, right? Whether you give it to yourself or your honey gives it to you. Usually that includes mowing the lawn. But are you investing in understanding the safety of these, whether it's you're riding the lawnmower or...
Did you see these stats?
This is unbelievable. Did you know that 80,000 people have been injured by lawnmowers, which includes 5,000 people, sending them to emergency rooms in the year 2015. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, lawnmowers are especially dangerous for children, especially the number cited by the Amputee Coalition. It's the number one reason for pediatric amputations nationwide. 800 children a year are run over by riding lawnmowers or small tractors. More than 600 of those result in amputation. Lawnmower injuries have been blamed for an average of 70 deaths each year, according to the CPSC. So these injuries, they range from people maybe falling off the lawnmower, slipping in front of or off a mower, burns, amputations from the blades, damage from projectiles thrown from the lawnmower. Over the weekend, a gentleman died. The case this weekend was there was a rollover involved. So, you know, of course you need to handle your business. But just be mindful of these stats. Children should be at least 12 years old before they operate any lawnmower, or at least 16 years old for a ride-on mower. These stats coming from the Alabama Department of Public Health. Children should never be passengers on ride-on mowers. Always wear sturdy shoes, not sandals. Young children should be at a safe distance from the area you are mowing. Always avoid driving backwards unless absolutely required, and exercise extreme caution when necessary. Start and refuel your mowers outdoors, not in the garage. Refuel with the motor turned off and once it's cool. And never use a riding lawnmower on slopes greater than 15 degrees. These are interesting stats. There are some people right now who are saying, hey, my kid wants to start their own summer job and they want to hook up the neighborhood and, you know, handle the lawns. I think they just need to be mindful of their safety required when operating machinery. Be smart. All right, from the desk of Mayor Sandy Simpson, he says the city of Mobile has helped 87 families realize their dream of home ownership since fiscal year 2014 through the city's down payment assistance program funded by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. All new homeowners participate in pre-purchase counseling and home buyer training classes, which are taught by the Consumer Credit Counseling Services of Mobile. If you're interested, you can register for a class by calling 251-602-0011. Not only does home ownership improve the quality of life when it comes to our local families, it also improves the neighbors' quality of life as well. This prevents blight, improves property values, and creates more vibrant neighborhoods. Each week, the mayor sends out a newsletter so you can understand what's going on in the city. And lastly, if you live in District 2 and you have a comment or concern, Councilman LaVon Manzi is reminding you that the City Council is in session. Go to Facebook, look up LaVon Charles Manzi, and don't forget 10:30 a.m. this morning, Government Plaza Auditorium, first floor. That is where the City Council members will meet. And you're invited. The public is invited to attend free of charge. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
What if they started charging? They started having cover for the city council
I'm
meetings.
I'm so happy you brought that up, because they also live stream too, if you
yes,
can't make it.
Yes, and what I do with that live stream, so I'll watch that live stream before the midday show so I can see what's going on with council. Mm-hmm. Also, if I have a situation where I have a sleepless night, I fire up the live stream of the city council meeting, and it's, who needs one of those pills when you have this?
That's not nice.
Oh, I'm not nice. All right. Also, you know, I was going to say on the, like, looking through that story yesterday about the lawnmower stuff, you know, 90% of the stuff they lay out there, they have already made lawnmowers to, you buy a new lawnmower, you bought one in the last 10 years, you can't do half that stuff because they've got it set like if you get off the seat of the lawnmower, it's off, right? If you can't access the things that would get you. So good. They've made them safer. You've got to really work at it to get hurt.
But what about in the world of sports? You have the weekend warriors who haven't worked out all year. Then all of a sudden, they're going to do a 5K.
Yes.
Those are the people that get injured. Well, it's like this. I think people who are not at one with nature like you are.
And mowing it down.
Nature boa, Sean.
Yeah.
But they make it
easier to be safe now. There's just, you know, if I let go of the handle of my Honda push mower, It stops. If you get off the seat of the riding lawnmower, it stops.
And that's why I gear this, because I know our audience is super duper smart, but that's why I gear this more toward those who have their children now starting out. Because children, you know, they see so much on TV, they see so much video game wise, they're desensitized, and they're like, ha ha, I may try to do this.
Knucklehead idiots. I'll show you some video of my son. You know.
I'm not getting to name calling, but what I am doing is arming you with information to keep your kids safe, and they can make some money.
There we go. Also, if I get a chance next hour, I brought this up during the midday show, but I think it's interesting as we're talking about stuff in the yard. There's a court case out in California of a groundskeeper out there who says his cancer was caused by Roundup with his, you know, glyphosate, which is the generic, you know, version of Roundup. And he sprayed hundreds of gallons working on the golf course over the years. And he and his lawyers claimed that his cancer was caused by Roundup. Now, the folks with Monsanto say that it's the most tested herbicide ever. It doesn't have that effect. But there's a lot of people watching. Can you imagine the precedent set if they win this case out in California and they somehow link Roundup with cancer? The number of people in this country that have cancer that have also sprayed Roundup, it will be unreal. Put that story back. It's actually up on my Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. All right, coming right back, we'll check in with Corey for sports.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough, or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just 2 sandwiches for 4 bills. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2 for $4 mix and match breakfast.
For limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. The man police say triggered an Amber Alert for a missing infant over the weekend will be in court today. John Betancourt is charged with interference with custody after a seven-week-old baby was taken from the Burlington Coat Factory in Mobile. Investigators say the child's mother picked up the man at the side of I-65 Service Road. Several hours later, as she was being questioned about shoplifting, she handed her baby to the man to take outside, and that's when they disappeared. The infant was found safe Sunday morning. A deadly hit-and-run suspect continues to elude authorities. Meanwhile, a car linked to Marquise Deshaun Wallace led police in a high-speed chase over the weekend. Investigators say the driver, Jacarius Donaldson, ran a red light, a stop sign, and then drove the wrong way before crashing. A passenger in his car said this.
Like, look, man, I just wanted to get some Whataburger. Like, that's what was going on.
The first ever shark fishing season will open tonight at the Gulf State Pier. 10 lucky anglers will drop their lines from 8 until midnight. I'm Jessica Taloni for WKRG.
My buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators back in studio. Summertime's here and the living's stingy and bitey. I think about my backyard. You got fire ants on the ground, you got mosquitoes in the air, and I need Arrow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Mobile is the area for definitely for fire ants, and mosquitoes is almost a year-round problem for us.
Oh, you got to tackle something that's, two different critters out there that are kind of ruining our backyards for us. How do you do that?
Well, we'll create a customized plan specifically for your needs, whether it be our fire ant program or a mosquito program that we can put in place for you.
Okay, so the fire ants take over somebody's backyard. Does Arrow have a way to keep them at bay so I can get back out barefooted? Can you get rid of fire ants?
Yes, we can come out and we'll send an evaluator out to take a look at that property and figure out specific areas that we need to treat, and we can take care of the fire ants for you.
All right, so we're going after mosquitoes. We're going after fire ants. How do we get in touch with you?
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
All right, Austin, so I am planning a family party around that information. Get rid of those fire ants. Get rid of those mosquitoes.
Absolutely. We've got 100% satisfaction guarantee.
All right, 651 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check on sports. Here's Corey LeBounty.
It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's. The College World Series resumed yesterday in Omaha, Nebraska, but only one game was able to be played because of a 4.5-hour rain delay, something we're accustomed to on the Gulf Coast here. The Oregon State Beavers defeated the Washington Huskies after that rain delay 14-5 in an elimination game. The Mississippi State versus North Carolina game was postponed until 10 o'clock this morning because of the inclement weather last night. That is a winner's bracket game, and following that game this afternoon will be the defending College World Series champion, Florida Gators versus the Texas Longhorns, scheduled to start at 2 o'clock p.m. The nightcap of the College World Series will be Arkansas versus Texas Tech. In other college baseball news, longtime head coach and skipper Mike Martin of the Florida State Seminoles will retire after next season. Next season will be his 40th at the university. Martin is college baseball's all-time winningest head coach with 1,987 wins and 16 College World Series appearances. Tonight in Birmingham, the Minor League All-Star Game will take place at Regents Park. Mobile Bay Bear Griffin Canning will try and help the Southern Division defeat the Northern Division. Canning owns a 1.5 ERA and has been involved in a couple of Bay Bear no-hitters this season. The Bay Bears start the second half of the season on Thursday, hosting the Tennessee Smokies at the Hank Aaron Stadium at 6 o'clock p.m. for a six-game homestand. Alabama and Auburn football teams picked up commitments yesterday. Alabama landed four-star, 6'5", 265 defensive end Justin Eboibe from Forest Park, Georgia, who is ranked the 10th best strong side defensive end for the 2019 class, according to 24/7 Sports composite rankings. Auburn also got a commitment from defensive end Jaron Handy, who is ranked the number 8 strong side defensive end, according to 24/7 Sports. Handy is from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and is listed at 6'5", 278 pounds. In Major League Baseball last night, the Washington Nationals split with the New York Yankees. The Nationals won the first game 5-3, and the Yankees took the second game 4-2. The Philadelphia Phillies defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 6-5 in 10 innings. The Pittsburgh Pirates outscored the Milwaukee Brewers 1-0. Indians 6, White Sox 2, Astros 5, Tampa Bay 4, The Rangers 6, the Royals 3. The New York Mets hammered the Colorado Rockies 12-2. And the Dodgers and the Cubs were postponed due to inclement weather. The Marlins defeated the Giants 5-4, and the Diamondbacks defeated the Angels 7-4. In Russia at the FIFA World Cup, Sweden defeated South Korea 1-0, Belgium outscored Panama 3-0, and England squeaked out a win versus Tunisia 2-1. In today's World Cup action, Colombia takes on Japan, Poland will play Senegal, and home team Russia will battle Egypt. And that's Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are still clear. No delays if you're traveling from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard. A good ride all the way to the 1065 split in downtown. A little bit of backup near Water Street, eastbound I-10 for the tunnels and across the Bayway, but nothing out of the ordinary so far on the way in. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Get your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing at 30 minutes or less at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be hot with just isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, hot again with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
6:56, FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings, glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Sean, Kelly, Corey, and you on the text line, 343-0106. Plus, we'll start taking your calls after 8 o'clock. Same number. By the way, two online opinion poll question on the front page of FMTalk1065.com, brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Do you agree with tougher enforcement of immigration laws, even if it means separating children from their parents? Let us know what you think when you vote online. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. Coming right back, hour number two of Mobile Mornings.